Baseball is back in the major league season. Opener last night, the St. Louis Cardinals shut out the Chicago Cubs 3-0. The return of baseball gives fans reason to celebrate, including our own David Green. This morning, David takes us to a story of concern, though, about the state of the national pastime.
It's a story that's told by the man starring in this moment.
Just swung on a drill deep to left field. Way back, Ludwig is back at the wall. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. He's done it again. Andrew McCutchen has given the Pirates the lead in the 11th inning.
Andrew McCutchen, the Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder, is one of baseball's biggest stars. And he succeeded despite growing up working class poor in Central Florida. But he's worried that stories like his are disappearing from the game he loves, which for him made watching this moment all the more poignant.
Back to the pitcher, double play ball. Jackson, it's over! Chicago wins the United States Championship.
Last summer, Jackie Robinson West, a team of young African Americans from Chicago's South Side, won the U.S. Little League title.
You see those kids having fun, and that's what the game's all about, regardless how old you are. You know, when Jackie Robinson West made the last out, it was really cool just to be able to see that.
But then months later, that title was stripped away over the use of players from outside the team's district. Andrew McCutchen felt the need to speak out.
These are kids. To have that taken away is sad for them, but, you know, these kids are going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives. And at the same time, there's a bigger picture behind these things. There's a bigger story.
That bigger story is just how difficult it's become for neighborhoods like Chicago's South Side to find players. In an article titled Left Out in the Players Tribune magazine, Andrew McCutchen describes how baseball is dying in economically challenged communities across the country, and also how different that is from when he was starting out 20 years ago.
It used to be pretty easy for me as a kid growing up when it came to playing. If I didn't have a bat, I used someone else's. If I didn't have a glove, someone had an extra one. If I didn't have cleats, I'd just borrow some from somebody. And I'm not saying that doesn't go on still, but I believe it's a little more uncommon. Back when Jackie Robinson and those guys played, they just left their glove on the field for the next person to come pick up and use. Now, for us in MLB, that would be pretty uncommon. That'd be pretty different if we were to do that same thing. It'd be like, well, why is he doing that? Can he get his own? So what I'm saying is it has changed in that sense. And things are more expensive. Gloves are more expensive. Bats are more expensive. The price of things are more. It's just more difficult. Poverty is growing, and so it's getting tougher. And I just think it's kind of the world we live in now. And you got to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else.
You pointed out in your story that you and Josh Harrison, your Pirates teammate, are the only two African-Americans playing on the team as of last year. What does that tell us?
It tells us that the numbers aren't very high for African-Americans in the game of baseball, but that's nothing new. It's just something that we all know. The numbers do continue to decline. And how do we change that? It's we have some things at hand. We got the players union, the MLB, the owners of MLB. We're all working together to try and just get the game out, not to just African-Americans, but just kids in general, inner-city kids. Just getting the sport out. I believe the sport is diminishing into a sport that's not as exciting now. It's just kind of difficult getting that out there when, you can basically put some pavement down and put a couple hoops up and you got a basketball goal and you can shoot a basketball and all you need is a basketball. And most of the time you don't even need that. You just play on a team with somebody else. Basketball's everywhere. Football's everywhere. And they're really getting their name out when it comes to those sports. Baseball, we're baseball. We're America's pastime. So it's just getting the name out to show people that the game is exciting and it is a lot of fun and that you can play it. And, I think this is something that we need to do.
McCutchen thinks that one solution is baseball academies, like in the Dominican Republic and also Puerto Rico.
They can sign these kids at a very young age for not a whole lot of money with the promise of basically taking care of them, their food, clothes, shelter, and being able to just say, get signed at this academy and have the opportunity to be a big leaguer one day.
What does it mean for baseball, the sport, if fewer and fewer kids from the inner city, as you described it, fewer dream of playing?
For baseball, it could really hurt the sport because it is a game that is really fun, but if that's not getting out and more kids are leaning towards other sports, then baseball is on the back burner, and they could be could be losing America's pastime.
That's Andrew McCutchen of the Pittsburgh Pirates talking to our David Green.